Hey friends, welcome back to another episode of the Texas Trailhead Podcast. Hope everyone's having a good week out there. I wanted to just check in and let you know I have a pretty special, exciting announcement. I have just launched the new Texas Trailhead store. It's actually a temporary location until I configure the actual storefront. But on there, I have the newest Texas Trailhead sticker, which I am pretty proud of. It was a collaborative effort with a local. He actually lives in a couple cities away from where I am, and he's a big fan of the outdoors. But I feel like the sticker really kind of embraces what the hiking mentality is. It features a hiking shoe and a trekking pole, because I definitely am a big fan of trekking poles. So anyways, you can see the new sticker on the website if you just click on the shop tab at the top, or you can go to the Facebook page and you can buy the stickers from there as well. So it's not only stickers, it's stickers. I have a decal on there, the original one. Now you can actually see it on a site. And then I have a lapel pin that's pretty cool too. And the decal and the lapel pin pretty much just feature the logo of the site, but the new hiking sticker is kind of the new design that will actually be also featured on some shirts and hats in the near future. I'm in the process of working with that. So any purchases that you make really go to supporting the website and sharing your love of the Texas Trails. So if you're a fan of the Texas Trails, or if you know someone, this is a great time of year to support a small business and give a pretty cool creative gift. So that being said, this week I'm going to be talking about a trail, but not a hiking trail. I want people to kind of get out there and explore the trails in all the various forms. So a few weeks ago, I had the privilege of driving down to San Antonio and experiencing the Mission Trails. So, and I'll get into it a little bit in the episode, but there is a hike and bike trail that you can get on to go through all of the five trails in San Antonio. I'm generally talking about the Mission Trail system that's in San Antonio. So just giving a little quick visit recap for all the trails of the five that are in San Antonio that you can visit that are really cool. I just drove, but and it's not going to be super in depth about each location, just kind of what you can expect on a high level. I want everyone to get out there if they're in San Antonio and experience it for themselves. So without further ado, let's get into this episode. Like I said, check out the website and visit the store link to check out the new merchandise that's available, and enjoy. Welcome to the Texas Trailhead Podcast. I started hiking to help with my health, both mental and physical. And now I'm encouraging y'all to get out and enjoy the trails, the outdoors, camping, all that stuff that Texas and beyond has to offer. So join me, Danny Laurel, as I'm sharing stories from myself and others who enjoy the outdoors as well. So grab your backpack, put on your hiking shoes, and let's go on another adventure. This is the Texas Trailhead. I've said this before on other episodes, but I am pretty excited that by living in Central Texas, I have the ability to be able to travel to kind of a lot of places in the state in a relatively short-ish amount of time. West Texas is probably the only exception because it's so far, and I feel like it's far for everyone. And then I'd probably say something like Palo Duro is kind of a chore. That was definitely a long drive. But living in Central Texas does offer me the opportunity to travel to a lot of cool places. And in terms of trails, I want people to kind of think outside. It's a little cliche, but think outside of the box a little bit in terms of trails. And the Texas Trailhead, as it evolves, and just to really, I guess, discuss things that I'm interested in, is that the trails don't always pertain to hiking trails per se. So there are going to be some things. On the website, I talked about the historic schoolhouse driving trail that happens to be in the hill country. And I took some really cool pictures of all of these historic schoolhouses that are still available to visit. A lot of them are used as community centers because a lot of them are in really small buildings, etc. But I want people to kind of reimagine what trails can be. And a lot of things that I want to talk about are driving trails or hike and bike trails. But today, I kind of wanted to talk about the San Antonio Mission Trails system. So San Antonio has a pretty great parks and rec system as it is. There are a bunch of parks and little local regional trails in the area. And I've got to say, every time I go to San Antonio, I'm really, really liking it more and more, more for the history and just kind of how much history it offers in the area. The downtown San Antonio area is really cool. You've got Southtown, you've got the historic district, and you just have a bunch of really cool neighborhoods. I lived in Houston for a little chunk of my life, and I feel like San Antonio is kind of the smaller version of Houston. You have the loop system, you have your north, south, east, and west roads that run through town, but you also have just a very neighborhoody vibe in San Antonio where you're kind of in your neighborhood and that's kind of where you live and do your business and stuff like that. But I feel like if you go out and explore some of the other areas, you really get to learn a lot of the town, and especially a town like San Antonio that really has a lot of historical history. And so I'm in the very, very beginning of, I guess we can make it official, so then it becomes real. But I've talked about this before, and you're going to hear me talk about it even more, and this is kind of part of it. But the El Camino Real system, that trail is ultimately going to be the big, big Texas Trailhead project that will hopefully come out in the next couple years. But so I'm doing some early work and just traveling to some of the places that are along the Camino. And San Antonio is definitely one of the main hubs for pretty much everything that is the Camino Real and a lot of kind of what Texas history, the foundations of Texas history itself are really kind of based off of some of the San Antonio history. And so the Mission Trails, so let me just clarify, the Mission Trails is a trail of missions itself, just generally speaking. But one of the cool things about it is there's also a literal hike and bike trail that connects the five missions that are accessible. So originally in San Antonio, there were six. There are five remaining missions that you can visit. And so there is a really cool hike and bike trail. I didn't do it when I was in San Antonio a couple weeks ago, so I'm not going to talk about that per se. I will give a little bit more description to it on the website, but I'm not going to speak to it since I didn't. I was on the fence about taking my bike. I chickened out. I'll just say that. I chickened out about taking my bike because I hadn't done it before and I didn't know what to expect and I didn't know kind of what to prepare for. So after having walked around to the different missions in San Antonio, I can pretty confidently say that the next time I do that, I'm going to take my bike because it looked like such a really, really cool experience. There's a lot of different things to see along the way on the trail, so I definitely recommend it. And if you've already done it, you know, I don't know how many people, I mean, I guess looking at the metrics, a lot of people listen to this podcast on the Apple podcast system, which is totally cool. But if you listen to the podcast on the website that I actually hosted on, anchor.fm, you can leave a message to the podcast that I can then replay to all of the listeners. So if you have done the hike and bike part of the San Antonio missions, go ahead and look for the Texas Trailhead on the anchor.fm website and click on the leave a message part, and I would love to hear your thoughts. Anyways, going back. So there is a hike and bike trail. It looks super rad. It's a sidewalk system and has a lot of cool sights sights and sounds that you can see along the way. But I didn't do it, so I'm not going to speak to that so much. But I do want people to know about the historic Mission Trail system as a whole. So, like I said, the San Antonio Mission Trail, you can do the hike and bike and connect them. I just took a day and I drove to each one of them. But it's pretty much the main one that most people know, right in the middle of downtown, is the Mission San Antonio de Valero. So most people know that mission as the Alamo. So if you've never been to the Alamo, it is going to be a really interesting experience because it is literally right in the middle of downtown San Antonio. So there's a lot of tourism things going on. Downtown San Antonio has a lot of great historical buildings. Never mind that it has the Riverwalk going through it. So there's so much to see. My wife and I did a staycation in San Antonio a few years back for like a combo birthday / Father's Day present. And we stayed on the Riverwalk, and it had been years since I had done that. And I had such a great weekend. It was so fun to just walk around the downtown area and check out the Alamo and the Riverwalk and this and that, and check out all the cool restaurants. And I definitely felt like a tourist in a town city that I had been to before, but there was just so much to look at. But the Alamo, yeah, it's literally right there across the street from a Ripley's, believe it or not, and a wax museum. So you see the walls coming around the corner. It's right in front of a really neat historic building. It's right next to a really cool historic hotel that's haunted. There's a picture of it on the Instagram, Texas Trailhead Instagram page. So lots of stuff to look at around it, but the Alamo itself is kind of just right there. You have the Alamo, the Mission walls that are right next to it, but there's no barrier from the street to the front of the Alamo. You're just walking on the sidewalk and boom, there it is. So the original building structure was pretty much started in 1718. And this isn't going to be a full history lesson of the Alamo and how important it was to Texas history, but a lot of the building that you see has been kind of worked on over the centuries, and they're actually working on it a little bit right now. Just when you have so many people frequenting a building like this, there's going to be some necessary remodeling and upkeep that's going to take place. So it was blocked off a little bit in some parts, and then when you walk in, you get to see some of the other reconstruction that they're doing, which they've been doing for, you know, a couple hundred years at this point. So it's really cool. It's definitely a must-see, but I say it first because, to be honest, I think it's probably the historical significance is fantastic to the story of Texas history. But as far as like the overall visitor experience, I really don't feel like it's the most interesting in that sense. So definitely do it. Definitely go check it out. Definitely see what it looks like in real life and kind of compare it to what your thoughts are of what you've seen in movies. And one of my favorite movies, Pee-wee's Big Adventure. So if you've seen it, you know what I'm talking about. If you haven't, then I guess we can't be friends because that movie is awesome. but yeah, definitely go check out the Alamo. But like I said, you're going to get more out of some of the other missions that I'm going to talk about. So moving on from the San Antonio de Valero, otherwise known as the Alamo, the next one that is going to be on your list is Mission Concepción, or Mission Nuestra Señora de la Purísima Concepción de Acuña. So that mission is going to be, I felt that it was probably the nicest mission, but the only thing that's left from it for the most part is the church. The walls are up a little bit, it's kind of hard to describe some of these historical buildings on a podcast, so I don't want to kind of get in the weeds too much about describing the area. But the next one on the list is Mission Concepcion. I really liked it. There wasn't a whole lot to see as far as kind of the mission part of it, because a lot of that has to do with the walls that were up and some of the living quarters. But you definitely get to go to the church. A lot of these missions are still active parishes. So it's important that when you're there, you are following a lot of the guidelines that you would in any other church. So if you're wearing a hat, make sure you're taking off your hat. Try not to touch anything that's in there. If the pews are open and you're a religious person, you know, take time to sit in the pew and have a word with the higher power, if that's what you believe in. But definitely check it out and look around and absorb some of the history. A lot of these buildings and structures have had some renovations done, but don't get in your head too much about what's original or what's not. A lot of these buildings have a lot of original aspects to it and have been restored to their original glory. So just keep that in mind and just know that. So for example, Mission Concepcion was relocated to San Antonio in 1731. So definitely some lengthy history here. There are some pretty cool palm trees, and there's a little like rosary area where you can do a little prayer section, but just check out the building itself. It's kind of, once you park in the parking lot, you're pretty much right in front of it. So moving on from Mission Concepcion, down the road from there is going to be Mission San Jose. So Mission San Jose y San Miguel de Aguayo. So Aguayo, you'll hear his name coming up over the next year, hopefully, but his expedition was kind of crucial to a lot of the early Spanish exploration and Spanish exploration in regard to French's La Salle. And so that's a whole other segment, but Aguayo was looking for La Salle because the Spaniards heard that the French were settling in Texas, and that was obviously a big no-no because the land that they were in was still operated by the Spaniards. And so this set off a whole list of events that pretty much set forth all of Texas's history. But Mission San Jose, I really, really liked. I feel like this is going to be the most popular of all of the missions. It's my personal favorite. It has some amazing structures in place. It has the Rose Window, which is really historical and one of the finest examples in this country of art from that time period that's still able to be viewed, and you can pretty much walk right up to it. The space itself is pretty vast. You walk into the property and you have a lot of the mission walls. You have a lot of the quarters that would have been used for the Native Americans that were there and some of the other Franciscan people that lived there, and kind of get an idea of what daily life would have been like. The church itself is pretty awesome. On one of the walls, you still get to see some of the fresco art that would have been covering the entire building. And you just see these historic buildings, and it's like the limestone and the rock. It's all brown and gray. And then you see this fresco section that's white and it has all these really bright colors. And then you realize that the entire church or the entire building was covered in these really fantastic, bright colors. And I've heard one of the park rangers. So the park system itself is part of the national park system. So these are national parks that you're visiting. They're not state parks. So listening to one of the rangers talk about, you know, they, when they're trying to attract people to live at these places, they don't really have neon signs. So a lot of the buildings that you see are really brightly colored and really fantastic to really draw the attention of potential guests, long-term guests. So in my opinion, Mission San Jose is is my favorite. It has much more to offer as far as the architecture and the structures that would have been in place during this time. And this also, like I said, most of them, I was able to walk into the church because I was there on a Tuesday, and so there weren't any services in place, but definitely recommend walking into the building itself and looking at, like I was saying, the Baroque period is where a lot of these intricate designs around the windows or around the doors. You can see from some of the battles that happened, holes in the rock and the limestone from bullets that would have happened in, you know, in its historical times during various occupations, especially during some of the Texas settlers that were in the area. So in my opinion, Mission San Jose is the best one. I think you're going to be here visiting the longest as far as any of the other ones, just because there's so much to offer. And these buildings do, just in case you're wondering, they do have restroom facilities. So if you are walking around a lot and you're like, man, I don't really want to do all this, because yeah, they've got restrooms. I mean, they've got some of the facilities. Right now, the gift shops and visitor centers are closed that pretty much all of them except for the Alamo, because the Alamo is so highly trafficked. I definitely, it'd be tough for that one to close. And at the Alamo, the gift shop was open. Of course, you still have to wear masks in all the buildings, but all of the other visitor centers were closed, but the restrooms are open. So there's plenty to plenty of room to move around at this one, at Mission San Jose. So the next one after that is going to be Mission San Juan, Mission San Juan Capistrano. This one was the smallest of the group of them. This one was relocated from East Texas to the San Antonio area in 1731. A lot of the main purposes, again, was to convert the Native Americans to Christianity, because that's what Spain was bringing into from their travels from Europe through Mexico into Texas. I mean, they were trying to convert as many people as they could to the European ways of life. And, you know, so converting to Christianity, ranching was a big part of what a lot of these missions were for. You know, people had to eat. But one of the cool things about Capistrano is just the building itself. It's not original, but the building itself does look different from some of the other ones, because it does have the full white color painted or plastered onto the building. So it does just visually offer a little bit something different. This one still has the walls around the mission property. So that's kind of cool too, to kind of see a little bit more of the quarters. There are some aspects that were, so they had originally started working on a second church area, but they never completed it. So that's there at the mission too. And because they're educational sites as well, there are a lot of signs that are put up at these places, so you can learn a little bit more about the detail. There's five missions, so I'm not going to get into too much of the history for each one of these places. I don't want to ruin it, the experience for anyone either, but just so you can kind of make mental notes of some of the places that you should visit. I definitely want you to actually just check out all of them, because they're cool and easily done in one day. But, you know, you can make up your own minds. I guess this isn't, I'm not going to force that on y'all. go visit what you want to visit. Anyways, so, and then finally we have Mission Espada, Mission San Francisco de la Espada. This one was actually the only one who had a church, or that had a church building, that I didn't go into. It looked like there was some family event that was going on. This one is a little bit smaller, but there were a lot more cool, just intricate walls still in place around the property, some door frames in the area, and then a little school building behind it. This one was originally established in East Texas in 1690, and then, like all the other ones, relocated to the area in 1731. One of the cool things about these missions too is that at a lot of these there are some resident quarters that are here. So I was just walking on the sidewalk and it was like, somebody lives here, don't knock on the door, basically. So Mission Espada also has a little bit of a trail system kind of around it too that leads you to one of the irrigation areas that is part of this mission. Going back to Mission San Juan, there's a natural trail right behind it that kind of takes you through some of the areas, just a little pathway close to the San Antonio River. And that's a big part of these missions as well, having their locations relatively close to the San Marcos, the San Antonio River, was crucial just to water the crops. And so Mission Espada, if you go down the road a little bit, actually has a aqueduct that was built to help with the flow of river water to the missions. And this was a really important aqueduct system that allowed for water to get through to multiple missions. And the you see a lot of it in kind of old school ranch lands. When I grew up in the valley, I lived in an apartment complex in front of a bunch of farms. And they were, you know, they were growing onions and just kind of different vegetables. But they had these cement irrigation kind of tubes, tunnels that just helped with the flow of water to all of the different fields of crops and stuff. And you see that still in effect today. The aqueduct is super cool. It is part of the park system, but it's really just the stone wall that has the water going through on the bottom and then the carved out section on top that diverts the water out to the different parts. And you can kind of walk around that entire area and see a big chunk of the mission hike and bike trail. So that's really cool. So that's pretty much it for the mission trails for San Antonio. You have the five missions, and then you have the Mission Espada, the aqueduct that's down the roads that I definitely recommend you checking out. So, like I said, you know, the trails don't always have to be a hiking trail. It can just be kind of a trail or a pathway that's going to offer something that's pretty neat and pretty interesting. And I feel like the mission trails are definitely that, to learn a little bit more about the importance of the mission trails or the missions itself in Texas and learn about more about San Antonio and then learn about the El Camino Real and kind of see how the beginnings of that really helped shaped a lot of the other Texas history with the Spanish here in the early Tejanos. So I hope you enjoyed. Make sure you get out and check. And if you do, let me know what you thought. And if you have anything that you want to comment about or places that you've been to, go ahead and leave a message on this podcast and I'll give it a listen and we can discuss. So thanks. Thanks for listening to another episode of the Texas Trailhead Podcast. If you like what you heard, please let me know by leaving feedback on Apple iTunes or wherever you listen to this podcast. You can also support this podcast with a small monthly donation to help sustain future episodes. You can find this on anchor.fm and just search the Texas Trailhead. Still looking for more? Click the links below to find the website, Facebook page, and see pictures from the outdoors on my Instagram page. So until next time, grab your backpack, put on your hiking shoes, and let's go out on another adventure. This is the Texas Trailhead.